morning, Sam.
Good morning, Al.
Good morning, recovery people everywhere. Good morning, Hamish.
Hamish.
Another late one this morning.
Just catching up, aren't we? Just
a bit of a late night.
Wow, late night in Evesham.
Yeah.
Party. Hope everyone's well. April the 17th.
Party at CA.
This is from Opening Doors Within. Seek and find your direct link with me and retain that link no matter what is going on all around you. That link with me, the divine, is the source of all power, and it is this power which creates miracles. Excuse me.
That's you.
Thank you. What are miracles but my divine laws in operation? Work with those laws and anything can happen. It is identifying yourself. Is that squirrels or
it's a divine,
cat?
It's a divine dog. Hamish! I think it's a cat or something.
Yeah. Shush. Seek and find your direct link with me and retain that link no matter what is going on all around you. That link with me, the divine, is the source of all power, and it is this power which creates miracles. What are miracles but my divine laws in operation? Work with those laws and anything can happen. It is identifying yourself with the oneness of all life, with all the wisdom and all power, which opens doors and enables the laws to operate within you. Why stand back and watch miracles happen in the lives of others, when they can just as well happen in yours? Miracles manifest when you attune yourself to this power and oneness, and can accept that you can do all the things through me, for I strengthen you, and I uphold you and work in and through you. Recognize that of yourself. You are nothing, but with me you can indeed do all things. And you shall behold miracle upon miracle come about in your life. I like that miracles are just my divine laws in operation. You know, so if you think back to the principles behind each step, they're a sort of law, aren't they? If you follow those principles,
those laws,
then you will expect a miracle in your life. You will recover on a day-to-day basis. You'll have a daily reprieve from an illness that would kill you. That's a miracle.
The law, you know, laws are principles, are interchangeable, aren't they, really? You know, the law of honesty.
And there are certain people that are sat in the rooms and they're saying, oh, bloody hell, everyone's getting it. You know, you're all miracles, but I can't get it. And you say, have you done the steps? And they say, no. There's a slight correlation between doing the steps, following principles.
Also, there's the doing the steps. Are you doing? You know, the daily,
yes,
doing, the daily action.
They're a design for living, aren't they?
Yeah, I think that, you know, there's always a risk of going through the steps,
saying you're done.
Is that it?
Yeah.
You know, I don't feel like a miracle. You know, I still got this notion to drink or use, and
I think the last year I've had loads more realizations. You know, I seem to. Well, who didn't enlarge on his spiritual life? Fred or Jim?
Jim.
Failed.
Well, both of them. But Jim was taken through the steps and didn't enlarge his spiritual life, whereas Fred didn't do the steps. He just thought self-knowledge would
get him
help him, you know, be enough.
Stories in the big book.
But then he had that strange mental blank spot, you know, and that absence of ability to think clearly, And yeah, I think that, you know, when if you've got your daily routine really non-negotiable, you know, and you're doing something in the morning and you do something in the evening,
go to regular meetings,
you're living by the principles, you're
helping others,
really embrace the 12-step program as part of your daily life, and it's kind of like comes before everything, everything else flows from it.
Yeah.
Then you can cope with anything, you know, like a friend shared last night, you know, and
yeah. And it's a few share backs.
And that means, yeah, you know, bad things and good things, you know, it's like holidays and, you know,
yeah,
coming into money, or, you know, losing a relative, or
we've got to be able to cope with the high. It's coping emotionally, isn't it? That's the key to it. You've got to be able to process your emotions. So you've got to process grief. You can't bottle it, otherwise we're like a Coke bottle. You know, we get shaken up so much that the lid's going to come off. So we've got to learn, you know, how to process our emotions that we used to escape from.
Mm.
And that's uncomfortable. And we have to learn to be uncomfortable. You know, we were uncomfortable several times at the weekend, weren't we? And we had to process those emotions of fear.
Yeah, well, we did our readings every morning and our prayers and yoga, you know.
We had to.
Yeah.
As I said to someone that we were giving a lift to the other day, it's non-negotiable,
yeah,
our routine.
Yeah.
We don't miss a day. And I said, when it's like that, when you know that you have to do it through, you know, staying well, it's like we don't... All right, sometimes we might have a bit of resistance. But it's almost easier in a way, because I think perhaps having each other, we know that we can't stop at any stage, can we? You know, it's...
Yeah, we're accountable.
Yeah.
The resistance is, you know, proof that it's worthwhile.
And we just get up and we do it. You know, it's like we have our funny drink that we have to drink, and, you know, we have a set routine.
You mean the black cumin seed water?
Which is great.
I'll tell you a word for it, Sam. You know, it's good for my blood pressure.
Yeah.
The Coke bottle analogy is interesting. You know, because we get shaken up by life, and every day we release the cap, and pressure is released.
We do it slowly, don't we?
Aye, but it's like if you do it every day, then
it's not going to explode.
It's controllable, manageable. But if you miss a few days, it's going to
explode.
And, you know, same with our emotions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because life keeps coming at you, you know, and it's relentless.
And, you know, I'm doing lots of work at the moment with the effect of your emotions on your physical body.
Mm.
And it's not good. It's not good if we don't clear... Mm. You know, our anger, our frustration, our resentments, our fears. Mm. It's not good for our physical body.
Mm.
So many ailments are from not processing emotions and having really negative thoughts.
Yeah. I had something to say and it's gone.
So I had something the other day. It was like... If your mind is the CEO of a company and the CEO makes really bad decisions, then the health of the company, your body, is bad.
Mm. Yeah, it's a program for living. It's been a right nuisance this morning.
He's being a dog.
Program for living, you know.
Yeah.
Get busy living.
Yeah.
You know, so do the work every day.
And then expect a miracle.
Yeah. Expect power to flow.
Who promised you a miracle?
Simple minds. New gold dream.
We have the promises. I promised you a miracle, and we have the promises. The promises will come true. If you work for it.
Promised you a miracle. Darren likes me singing.
Is there something wrong with his ears?
No, he's been being sarcastic. I think he's laughing at me.
good sobriety birthday yesterday, wasn't it?
For painstaking about his physical development. BMAs for halfway through. Going to know a new freedom and happiness. Comradeship. Right, where are we? Big Bill, as Big Bill sees it, neither dependence nor self-sufficiency. This is 265 from the 12 and 12 in the Big Book. When we insisted, like infants, that people protect and take care of us, or that the world owed us a living, then the result was unfortunate. The people we most loved often pushed us aside or perhaps deserted us entirely. Our disillusionment was hard to bear. We failed to see that, though adult in years, we were still behaving childishly, trying to turn everybody, friends, wives, husbands, even the world itself, into protective parents. We refused to learn that over-dependence upon people is unsuccessful because all people are fallible, and even the best of them will sometimes let us down, especially when our demands for attention become unreasonable. We are now on a different basis, the basis of trusting and relying upon God. We trust infinite God rather than our finite selves. Just to the extent that we do as we think he would have us do and humbly rely on him, does he enable us to match calamity with serenity.
Well, I think that was...
Page 68, that is.
That was evident last night, you know, when someone has lost a lot of family members. You know, unfortunately, that's what happens. So you have to have something that's not going to die. And that's the God of your understanding. It's always going to be there. You know, and I can put my faith and trust that that's not going to go. You know, as long as I keep the channel open, and that's going to get me through. You know, we've heard, you know, a lot of people have lost loved ones and, you know, wives, husbands, you know, children, awful things. But if you put your faith in something that's never going to leave you, then you're always going to have the support. And it's life, unfortunately. You know, and we wouldn't want to live to 200. It's horrible. You know, when your body fails you. So we have to, you know, be happy with the way that things happen. You know, that we do have a life. And then we make that life more worth living because we're not endless, you know, in this one body. And that's good, I think, you know, that we should cherish it, cherish the life that we have. And you know, I didn't. I wasted it. I wasted a lot of my years. But I certainly, you know, feel that I'm making up for it now. I had a lot of time before I was, you know, really addicted that was good. It wasn't all bad. But there was quite a bit of damage done. And, yeah, I think there's a certain... I don't know, acceptance perhaps of getting older for me, because I quite like the thought of slowing down a little, you know, enjoying my life, just, you know, mooching about in a camper. You know, as long as we stay physically fit, I think, you know, enjoy the fruits of our labour and have fun, and we've still got a fellowship, you know. As well as, you know, God being finite, the fellowship, thank goodness, is everlasting. And we've always got companionship wherever we go. You know, I'd have to choose an old people's home that had a meeting. That'd be great, wouldn't
start
it?
Start a meeting, yeah. Yeah. I mean, there is this kind of perception that, you know, AA started a long time ago and, you know, other fellowships have kind of grown out of it and, you know, it's kind of quite old. You know, it's 1939, so 1935, it started, so 89 years, you know, a long time. But it might go for 1,000 years.
I think it would be finite.
But if civilization continues, so will alcoholism.
Yeah. Well, maybe it will go the same way as the smoking ban in 30 years, that people will ban alcohol. You know, if they're thinking that smoking is that detrimental to the health, then so is alcohol. But that is freedom of choice, isn't it? Because a lot of people can just drink and enjoy it.
You're a good boy.
But I think the first reading, I was reliant upon others and... you know, I couldn't cope when they let me down. I think that was my problem, you know. And then
made me think about being over-reliant on a sponsor.
Yes, yeah. Well, again, first choice, someone that's not going to die, the God of your own understanding. That's, for me, you know, I've always said that to mine. Put your faith and trust in your higher power, because that won't go anywhere. That's with you. You know, even on your last breath. Oh, thank you. I'd like the toilet roll. You're being a right puppy today. Yeah, good boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's put your faith and trust into something that's not going to move. I think that's a good plan to have, isn't it?
Yeah. I like the... when we insisted, like infants, that people protect and take care of us and the world is living, the result is unfortunate. You know, it's like, grow up. You know, stop having childish resentments. You know, find, you know, your inner adult. You know, let your inner child
grow up.
Grow up so that you can cope with fear.
Well, you parent your inner child. You grow up and you parent that inner child, because you say, you know, right, this has happened to me in my childhood. It didn't go the way as planned, but I'm here now. You're safe, inner child, you know? And I think you have to draw a line, you know, under the parent stuff. You have to thank them for giving you birth. And if they've been awful, that's it. Draw a line under it. Thanks for giving me birth. I'm not going to go the same way that you did. You know, I'm going to be different. I'm going to work by these, you know, God's laws, and I'm going to have a miracle in my life. And if I'm fortunate to have children, which I was, you know, I've now learned a different way of helping them. Because I was teaching them the way that I was taught as a child, you know, which was more about judgment of others, criticisms, you know, and I don't want to do that. And I'm saying that now to my children. You don't have to go down the alcoholic route like I did. You know through me, there's a solution. So, yeah, I think...
I used to think that religion was a bit childish, you know, like believing in God was a bit childish. You know, it was kind of like fairy stories, and it was a bit strange that adults would believe in that, you know, and I think that is kind of like the norm, you know, the secular society we live in. People don't believe in God, you know, and they see that as being, you know, a bit of a childish fantasy, and that's a problem for a lot of people. You know, that we're saying, don't rely on people, rely on God.
Yeah. Well, for me, you know, it's got me out of a near-fatal
It's just like grow up.
Fatal disease.
Grow up and believe in God.
Yeah.
You know, which may appear to be a bit of a contradiction. But it's like your own idea of God, not someone else's story, your story.
Yours. And
your idea.
And let it, you know, tap into that inner resource that you have within you. Everyone has that spark. Just need to fan that spark.
Yeah. And there's evidence of God in the rooms.
Of course there is.
And I think when you're really in tune with the 12 steps, you can feel that energy flowing in, you know, and it's like...
You see it working.
I like it. It's
you
good.
See it working in and through people, don't you?
We like power, you know.
I see it working every time I've done a step five with someone.
You switch the light switch and the lights come on, it's like, wee.
Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't work. It's like, fuck.
Yeah.
What the fuck? You know, you click, click, click. It's like, what the fuck's it not working? You know, and that child comes at you, you know, and it's like, oh, I need someone to fix it, you know, and then it's like, oh, start thinking of a solution, change the bulb, check the fuses, etc., etc. That's about it, isn't it? You know, it's like we can't go and make some electricity ourselves.
Need to tap into it.
Yeah, there's a certain magicness to it.
You've changed.
Is magicness a word? Magicalness.
You've changed from very practical, scientific, right, left brain, analytical, to veering towards more acceptance that there's things that we don't understand.
Yeah.
The magic of the world.
Yeah. I think it's, you know, I used cannabis and alcohol and cocaine for power. Right, and I'm like, that's decided against that, you know, that's behind me. So going forward, where's my power coming from? And it's like, all right, well, I'll go down, give this 12-step malarkey a go. And, yeah, it's worked quite well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just take continued effort, but it's working quite well. Don't want to drink or use anyway.
A lot of people suffering from, you know, terrible illnesses would love to be able to just do a few prayers and meditations and go to a meeting and have a cup of tea every day to get themselves better.
Yeah, yeah.
It's hardly a tall order, is it, really? Mm. So I'll keep doing it. I want to keep my Coke bottle not...
Yeah, but it's quite good not to shake it up in the first place. Have a calm life, you know.
Shake it up.
And the haters gonna hate into me. Shake it up.
Thanks,
I'll be singing that all day now.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
What is it? If we're painstaking.
Oh, God. That's enough.
Please,
have a lovely day. Thanks, Al.
Shake it up. 23 minutes.